About 50 people are waiting in line at the Georgia World Congress Center. Joyce Broadwater is standing alone.
I'm thankful for somebody caring about people. It usually takes something major to make people, you know, donate time, donate this or that.
On top of the turkey dinner, there are clothes, showers, legal and medical advice, counselors, a barbershop, and hair salon. And then there's company. Victor Blackson says this is the second time he's come.
It's just good to see a lot of people get together on Christmas that don't really have anybody, and then it's a joyful event, you know, for the less fortunate. But, you know, I feel fortunate just to be here.
In the kitchen, volunteers like Kana Appling share a similar sentiment.
It means a lot to be here today.
This is her first time.
I mean, just be able to give back and to see other people smile and know that you're making a difference.
More than 7,000 people are getting food, and 2,000 kids are receiving gifts. Civil rights leader Hosea Williams founded the organization in the 70s. His family still runs it.
Every time I'm here, I look at 900 volunteers, and I'm suddenly reminded, here go 900 other people like me.
Awodele Omalami is the director of logistics and Hosea Williams' grandson. He says he's seen more families coming for help than he used to. Sometimes the difference between a home and the street is just a few hundred dollars in rent, so he wants to step in earlier with financial help. But he says donations have gone down. Not enough food came in this year. A few days ago, Hosea was short more than 1,000 turkeys.
Every time we have to purchase food for an event, that's less money that can go for homeless prevention, rental assistance, utility assistance.
Hosea Feed the Hungry operates year-round. The next big holiday dinner will be in January for Martin Luther King Day. Molly Samuel, WABE News.